Hello. Welcome to Featured Creatures.
I am Speedy.
I'll be Alan.
There we go.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Garrett. And I swear, for realsies, we're back this time.
We refuse to die.
We can't.
Work schedule has finally stabilized again.
Yeah, the stars have aligned.
So how's everything been?
Well, you know, pretty okay. I got a new job, and now I work only during the week, and I'm off only weekends again. But, you know, I have significantly more hours, so that's good. Otherwise, nothing new to report.
And you work, like, near me.
Yes, I work literally down the hill from, like, it would take me 35 minutes to walk from my office to your house. In fact, I walk to the mall almost every day on my lunch break.
To get your precious Sbarro?
No, I haven't been eating that much Sbarro because I don't want to ruin it for myself.
I get that.
I've been trying to be smart. Instead, I've been eating way too much Shake Shack. It's either I eat a salad and an apple for lunch, or I eat Shake Shack and an apple for lunch. It's kind of one of those two things.
No, I get it. Like, my lunches at work are either, like, a 7-Eleven Caesar salad or too much Jack in the Box.
Yeah. Yep. It's one of those two. And, Lord have mercy, one of my tabs isn't muted.
Oh, God. What tab isn't muted?
Let's hear it.
It's okay. It was an alert from Facebook Messenger. That's it.
Backdoor Sluts 9.
My favorite. No, it was a tab that was playing Xavier Renegade Angel.
Good.
Yeah, right. That was the tab. I think for a show that's like 7 minutes long, I think I've actually only made it into like three episodes of that. Like me and Justin watched like all of it one day several years ago, and I don't remember any of it except for Pugler, the juggling punk.
Oh.
I watched every episode when it aired and whenever there were reruns, and I could only tell you what doth life.
It's somehow, it's simultaneously the most memorable and most, like, invisible show I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And so today we are going to talk about Xavier Renegade.
The incredible segue.
Finally.
You know, we should do a Patreon episode on that.
Just the whole phenomenon? Just a list of deeds?
Yeah. No, but today our featured creature is Sinkhole Sam.
I like this guy's name because he sounds like a lovable like 1960s prison inmate.
Yeah,
just
he's the guy who's like, "Oh, you new in here? Stick with me, kid. I'm gonna show you the ropes."
I'm Sinkhole Sam.
What are you in for?
Telegram Sam.
Man, I miss when it wasn't illegal to break out of prison.
I mean, I think that's just generally how it should be, you know, like because
it's a man's natural inclination to want to be free.
Right, exactly. You know, you can't blame a man for wanting it. And if he does, like, that's on you, you know?
Yep.
Maybe get it together.
So, Sinkhole Sam is a worm-like creature. It's reported to be about 15 feet long and as round as an automobile tire.
Okay.
It has a dark brown or black color and a smooth skin. Some witnesses described it as having a mouth full of teeth, while others have said it has no visible features at all.
It's just a tube.
Just a tube.
Okay, so he's like the, what do you call him? He's like the worm from Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm seeing a lot of fan art, and he's looking a lot like the worm from Beetlejuice.
All right.
I was hoping for more Gadsden Flag style, you know, just he's the whole flag. But yeah, I'm seeing a lot of big mouth black and white stripes, and actual emergency footage of sinkholes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the important part.
Sinkhole Sam is believed to inhabit a part of Inman Lake that is connected to an underground cavern system. I was going to say cave, but I caught myself.
Just barely.
I like cavern.
Cavern. Inman Lake is one of the few natural lakes in Kansas, which was once covered by streams, lakes, and rivers before they were dried up by human activity. The sinkhole is a deep depression in the lake that was formed by the collapse of a limestone formation. It is estimated to be about 60 feet deep and 200 feet wide.
Okay. That's pretty wide.
There's one chode sinkhole.
Well, I mean, I guess that's kind of what I think when I think a sinkhole. I don't think particularly deep. I think just, you know, something gives way, but it's... I mean, I genuinely think of the chode shape.
I think of gone forever. Just deep, dark nothingness.
Oh, just the bottomless pit?
Yeah.
These bottomless pits, Sam. Which would be crazy.
The sinkhole is
there
also...
meowing in the background?
Yes, there is meowing in the background. I'm sorry. Wow. My home is unbelievably noisy.
You didn't tell us about these cats.
Yes, there is a cat meowing. But oh, it has...
Sinkhole Sam the cat.
It has been... Yeah, that you didn't know that Sinkhole Sam meows?
No, I didn't know your cat was named Sinkhole Sam.
It's a coincidence that both the cat is named Sinkhole Sam and the actual animal Sinkhole Sam meows. I don't know why.
What are the odds?
You know this, good. Garrett? Garrett's just dead.
No, I was drinking.
Oh, man. He fell in the chode hole.
Yeah, I love this cat distraction is coming right before the best word in the world.
And chode hole is not the best word in the world.
Nope. The sinkhole is also known as the foopengurkle.
Oh. Okay.
That's a word that I had no idea where it was going to go as it was going, and it surprised me constantly.
Foopengurkle. Foopengurkle.
Foopengurkle. Who named it that?
Though there was no
Sinkhole Sam himself?
Though there is no clear explanation of what that word means.
That's the noise he made when he came out and said, meow, foopengurkle.
I believe one of the newspaper articles about Sinkhole Sam uses that word.
They just made some stuff up.
Alright, this article title from the Salina Journal, November 23rd, 1952. Monster turns out to be a plain old foopengurkle.
Wow.
Ah, well.
Is that like a Kansas City colloquialism?
Who fucking knows?
I just want to make sure they're making up that word and they're not making up Sinkhole Sam. I'm really sad.
They get one lie and they spend it on foopengurkle.
Foopengurkle. Locals theorize that Sam is actually a prehistoric creature that lived in flooded underground caverns that somehow led into the lake. The first known account of Sinkhole Sam dates back to 1952, when two men fishing at the lake claimed to have seen the creature emerge from the water, swim around their boat, then disappear. They described it as being about 12 feet long and a diameter of 18 inches.
Okay.
They said it made a hissing noise and splashed water on them before diving back into the depths.
I mean, I could see this being, like, a rogue large boa constrictor. Like, that's genuine snake behavior.
Yeah, it's a... Too bad it's not in Florida, where the reticulated python has just been thriving for decades.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, that's a pretty reasonable explanation for it, you know? Okay, I mean, so if we weren't sure that it actually existed.
Speaking of Florida, which means speaking of alligators... Which means, speaking of just roll with it.
Yes.
I saw a video where this, like, baby shark bit this guy's thumb and then just rolled with it.
And just took it clean off. Just
pop. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gone.
I'd be so upset. I hate to have to kill a baby shark, but I'm getting that thumb back.
Those reticulated pythons in Florida, they do not just roll with it.
Really? They just disintegrate?
They're the only thing there that can hunt alligators.
Yeah.
And sometimes the alligator just wants life too much and will just start rolling with it inside of the snake.
Wow.
Killing both the snake and the alligator.
Wow.
They'll come across like giant snakes with just like alligator limbs sticking out of it.
Wow. I mean, that makes sense though, honestly.
Yeah.
That's what I would do if I were both an alligator and had been vored by a snake. I'd roll with it.
Remember the Animal Planet show, like the inside the anaconda or whatever, where the guy was going to get let himself get eaten?
I do remember a man wanted to get vored. He had made like a suit.
Yeah, he's like, I'll survive. And then it's like, oh no, crushes you first, remember?
Yeah, I remember like thinking it was never going to happen. It was just not going to happen. And then I was very surprised when it just didn't happen still.
So following this event, Albert Neufeld and George Regher R-E-G-E-H-R.
Is it Regare?
Probably.
Okay.
Two farmers who lived near the lake also claimed to have seen the creature. They said it was about 15 feet long and as thick as a car tire. They also said it had a mouth full of sharp teeth and a pointed tail. Kind of like a snake.
That old boar had a pointed tail. Yeah, it definitely sounds like a misidentified snake. And as we know, humans are terrible at estimating size.
Yeah.
Of everything.
Everything.
Mostly tube-shaped objects.
Yeah.
But very bad.
They measured the snake from the balls.
Okay, well, you know, that makes sense.
The most famous sighting of Sinkhole Sam occurred on November 23rd, 1952, when a group of hunters spotted the creature on the shore of the lake. They said it was lying on the ground, partially covered by weeds. They approached it cautiously, thinking it was a dead animal, but were shocked when it suddenly moved and slithered into the water.
It's a shame Gunnhild was not there with an oar to just crush
just
it to
just an old stick.
Take it out and have the evidence. Yeah, we got Sinkhole Sams around these parts.
They said it was about 20 feet long and had a diameter of 24 inches. They also said it had no eyes, ears, or nose, but only a large mouth.
Oh, okay.
Shy halud.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, it went into the water, which would...
I guess that's true. Well, you know, that's how they were going to create this, the water of life.
A similar creature has been reported about 50 miles south of Inman at the Kingman State Lake. The State Lake, while not a naturally occurring lake, was formed by a naturally occurring marsh and is located next to the Neenaska River. Both in the early 1900s and in the late 1960s, several accounts of a large snake were reported. Eyewitness accounts of the snake's size vary. Some have said it's the size of a large python, and others have said that its girth is so large that even a tractor could not run it over.
Even a tractor.
Mm.
It's just tractor-proof. Hard tractor-proof.
Yeah, but Gravedigger could get it.
Yeah, well, Gravedigger could crush anything. Not even a question.
Not even.
Sinkhole Digger.
In the late 60s... Go on, Shefton.
Why isn't Sinkhole Sam just a monster truck?
It should be now.
why isn't there a monster? I mean, that's like perfect. It's like the guy.
Yeah, Bigfoot, Sinkhole Sam, Gravedigger. I don't know any other monster trucks.
Get this going.
I also don't know any other monster trucks. Like $10 billion. They're very expensive.
Okay, we can get... I think we have enough Patreons to crowdfund that.
Yeah, I don't see a... Tragically, I don't see a Sinkhole Sam monster truck.
That's good for us.
Although Stone Crusher looks kind of awesome.
Stone Crusher.
That's got a crazy face on the front of it. Holy moly. Not since the Green Goblin in Maximum Overdrive. Oh, where'd that one go? At any rate, monster trucks are very expensive, and I don't even know how you make money from a monster truck. I don't know how.
There must be
like,
a way. Wow, Maximus looks cool.
People, I mean, I agree, like, people do it, people go on tours and stuff, but I don't know if you have to get this one's a shark. Okay, yeah, no, that does look awesome.
All right, that does look now awesome. I must leave this page of monster trucks.
You're telling me we're not rebranding now that we're back again? We're rebranding as a monster truck podcast?
No,
we've moved on from monsters.
Now we're doing the episode.
In the
Who
late
is this Skelosaurus?
God damn it. Making me Unless
go
back
all
on
the monster trucks in DMX's funeral. That was a good. I mean, that is kind of the dream funeral. Man.
Have a monster truck jump several coffins, including yours.
Okay, so I typed in Skelosaurus. Holy shit, Skelosaurus is awesome. I had to get through a bunch of Yu-Gi-Oh cards, though.
That makes all of the sense.
Skelosaurus is a life-size fucking Hot Wheel. Like,
yeah, it's the ultimate point of like monster trucks. They this is it. Is you want to make a preposterous, over-the-top, like fiberglass monstrosity that's unbelievably dangerous to ride in? We got you covered.
Yeah. In the late 1960s, a large search for this large snake.
That's when monster trucks began?
1960s? Yep. It sure was.
All right.
But no snakes other than the known native species were found. This creature has never been given a proper name. However, some believe this creature to be the same creature or same species as Sinkhole Sam. Over time, reports of such snakes have greatly diminished. However, other cryptids such as Mothman, Bigfoot, and a mysterious figure in a trench coat have also been seen reported near the Kingman State Lake.
Okay, so...
The I mean, end.
Oh, that's it? There was never... It never happened again?
Nope.
They just, they saw the Beetlejuice monster and said, well, like, seriously, the last time it's been seen was in, like, the late 50s?
Yep.
Wow.
I think someone ate it.
I think maybe Goonhild did come in and brain it with a stick.
Like, I'll get you. Get out of my foopin' gurkle.
Wow. Wow. That's just, like, such a weird expression.
Apparently it's just what they called sinkholes.
I don't know. So I typed in F-O-O-P-E-N, and the first response was Foopengurkle Reel.
Oh.
And the first link is newspapers.com, a link to the Inman Foopengurkle.
Yep.
Wow, that's a awesome rendering, though, of the snake pulling this guy into the water. I'm thinking this really happened completely.
I'm thinking it might have just been a big-ass snake.
Well, that means it's real. That means it really happened.
Oh, well, you know what this means. Now it's time to look at the comments section on the Cryptids Wiki.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm 1,000,000% in favor of that.
Okay. From posted on December 4th, 2019 by ID Spog. Are females Sinkhole Sammy?
I like the correction below it.
The response, yep, or Sinkhole Sammy with an I.
/ J. I think maybe that means it's a joke.
This could be a cool Easter egg for an open world game. I would be down to see a cameo in something.
My favorite is the very last one, posted by Nodo Bird, whose avatar is a dodo bird with cool guy sunglasses and an airbrush background.
Sammy's probably dead.
Yes. U_U. And then the first response is, I cannot see a face in that combination. I believe talking about the emoticon used.
It could still have gone back into the caverns right after they saw it. Or alien abduct him. What? last fucking comment.
It just needs the X-Files theme song right there.
Like, last comment, a year after Or Alien Abduct Him. Like, a full calendar year plus, like, 11 days. What? Oh, Sinkhole Sam. You big foopin' gurkle, you.
Oh, man. What a creature. I mean, I like this guy because he's, like, obviously probably real. Like, it probably was just a rogue, you know, python or something. I mean, honestly, maybe, like, a rogue anaconda or something. Who knows, you know? Stuff gets around.
Yeah.
And given what they described is basically just a really big snake.
People were going on fucking expeditions to fucking South America all the time.
That's true. You know, also rich weirdo in Kansas. Oh, no, go ahead. I want to hear the controversial thing. No,
errant kangaroo tail. They just need to rest the kangaroo.
It was just swimming.
It's a
phantom. Yeah, you didn't know it's a spring heel jack.
It's a phantom. No, it's a freshwater. What's that cool ass fish?
Oh, it's a freshwater oar fish?
Yeah. Or that a really cool. Fucking big lamprey. Like a fucking huge lamprey.
That's it's honestly not what I was hoping for.
It's not a lamprey, it's a lamb predator.
Oh, no.
The one and only.
What is the other boneless fish?
The other boneless fish?
Yeah, maybe it's not boneless. Maybe it's jawless.
Maybe it's humorless.
I used to love lamprey. I mean, I still do love lamprey. But I was all about lamprey in like elementary school and middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Deceptively adorable.
Oh, yeah, there's the group that lamprey belong to. They're jawless fish. And the only other fish in that group is the hagfish.
The most slime-emitting monstrosity ever to have existed.
Yep.
Wow. So tell me more about your love for lamprey, Garrett.
Well, they're adorable.
So
when did you first realize you loved lamprey?
When I saw a fucking picture of one's fucking sick ass mouth.
Okay. It's not what I was expecting.
In elementary school, my dad would only let me watch like Animal Planet or History Channel or Discovery Channel, like when when he was home. So,
so basically never.
He was home a lot.
Okay.
But he was also, it was like 50-50. So I saw a lot of like weird, like early morning, late night History Channel before they went to, pay-per-view commercials.
Yeah.
And this was in the era before it was just everything was Nazis and the occult and aliens.
Okay.
No,
and just, you saw some lampreys and were like, yeah, they sweet.
They're fucking cool. You said lampreys climb waterfalls.
Yeah. I didn't know that. That's impressive. Yeah, do they do it by grabbing rocks?
Yeah.
That's
they
cool.
Suction their mouth to the fucking thing and just like flop on up.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, lamprey are awesome.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I guess plug emendation since we're all done with that. Oh, the Sinkhole Sam beat a hippo?
Yes, because he's immortal. Because there was no body.
If we have to go by that, then we have to rethink this whole system.
No, well, he was abducted. That's why he's not immortal.
Oh, that's true. Inconclusive. He got alien abducted, thus inconclusive.
I think with all the evidence given, it's just probably a big snake, and that gets just bit. That just gets bit in half.
Yeah, no, I agree. For his own safety, I hope alien abduct him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my answer too, I hope he's gone.
We must rule in favor of the unimaginably oppressive hippopotamus.
All right, now plug emendations.
Okay, well, my plug, before anybody steals it, obviously, Xavier Renegade Angel. I was already talking about it once. I'm trying to rewatch it again. Emphasis on trying. What a wild ride. Xavier Renegade Angel.
That's a good, yeah.
I saw several comments about people trying to use that show to learn to speak English.
No.
Oh, cool.
Which, I mean, like, on the one hand, I agree that's probably not a good idea, but on the other hand, I also think it's a decent idea. Like, a lot of it is nonsense, and, it won't exactly make sense, but it will expand your vocabulary in unimagined ways.
All right. Oh, I think I have...
And, like, the townspeople.
Yeah, I've been calling people...
Flows of language.
Chomsky honk.
I think one of the characters I have on Soul Calibur 6 is Xavier.
Almost certainly. I don't know how you make the backwards legs, though. That's the tragedy.
One of the character options is like goat legs.
Oh, really? That's perfect, actually. Yeah. That's incredible.
But like from the knee down, so it's extra perfect.
Yeah, that is actually kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah.
The hard part was the snake hand.
Just zero sense. Just the most just stream of consciousness show I've ever seen.
Alright, Alan, what do you got?
Let's do doppelgangers. I don't know. I saw Missy Elliott and I swear I saw Kyle, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't Kyle. But it could have been Kyle.
I was just thinking about Kyle the other day.
He was at the Missy Elliott show a week ago.
Oh no. I hope he's alright.
Well, if he was there, he was. It was great. Like, it was all women, so the bathroom was empty. There were no lines. It was great.
I saw Man with a Mission at the beginning of this month.
All right.
They were really cool live.
Did the heat kill them with the mask?
So, they specifically asked for no photography during the show because two of the members had their full wolf mask, but a couple of them had, like, open face ones.
Yeah.
So they could, like, live. And they did have to take an intermission in the middle of the show where they have a, like, comedy sketch that they filmed. Like, play. They're like, the heat is kind of hard on us, so we have to, like, take a break in the middle. I hope you guys enjoyed the video.
Wow.
But at the end of the show, they, like, wrapped things around their real faces so people could take pictures.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. But my plug is something I finally saw after so long, and it was... 100% worth it. I finally saw Paddington 1.
The movie
was so fucking good. I was angry.
I know. It had no business.
Like, I was dying immediately. Paddington 2, though, not streaming anywhere.
Well, he did kill the queen.
Yeah, I gotta wonder
that
why.
That is, like, the last footage of her. Is he drank out of the tea nozzle, and then she died.
Yeah, I watched a bunch of that.
Yeah, he did it. So, again, I love Paddington.
Yeah, it's... Everyone keeps saying Paddington 2 is better than the first one, and I...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like all I've ever heard about Paddington 2 is it's a perfect sequel, it's so much better than the first one, and Hideo Kojima loves it so much. So
well,
I'm excited.
I'll pirate it for a Paddington party. I'm down.
I can rent it on Amazon for like $4, but...
Oh yeah, we could just give Paddington the money. He does need it. And then, the darkest
one. Yeah. And then I saw there's a trailer for Paddington 3.
What?
You know, this is actually a good year.
Yeah.
It is year of Alan.
In the trailer, they go back to Peru to visit his aunt.
Yeah. He has an aunt in Peru?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
So, yeah, watch Paddington. It fucking rules.
Yep. Not changed my thing to Paddington. You know what, though? Speaking of doppelgangers, I do like the behind the scenes of, you know, the CGI stand-in for Paddington. Those were good, too.
I need to watch this.
It's just production photo stills, but...
Alright. Remember, everyone, all you need to do to be a cryptozoologist is say you're a cryptozoologist.
Roll with it.